Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I need a nap.
Nap.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say
yeah.
it.
All right, just to make sure I did not grab someone else's agent, is this Miss Kaylee?
Yes, this Kaylee.
All right. I just had to make sure. I don't like giving out nobody's business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Do me a favor, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
What is protocol for a customer calling in on TH Quality? What's the first thing you do after verifying their account?
You go over the terms and conditions.
Okay, good deal. And what about if they ask for a refund? Yeah. we going to go over them. There's three of them we're going over.
Okay.
What about if they ask for a refund?
You offer a $49 refund.
All right. Okay, so you know the protocols.
Yes.
And you're doing an amazing job on most of them for the majority of it. I don't know what has been going on, but the 29th, you had a call. And on this call, you went straight to a full refund for the 28th. I'm sorry, not 29th. On the 28th, you took a TH Quality call. Customer made a threat, and they said they're going to go to their bank. And you just gave them a straight full refund. And, you know, 49. Then
wait, you said they threatened.
What, that they're going
to
go to the bank.
Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I think I know I missed
yeah.
up on that one because I was like, oh, wait, well, then full refund. And then when I got done with the call, I said, I'm supposed to offer $49 refund. Okay. Okay. So
right.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
All right.
Even
so
if
that
it's
was
a threat,
that one.
You always offer it.
Right. There's only one exception. Give me 1 second. I'll pull the script page up. I'll send it to you. I'll send you the link for you to follow along to.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 1 second. You know, I like to make sure you got all your bases covered.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be the only true way to make sure these get knocked out.
Yes.
All right. So I sent you the link.
Okay.
So the only time that you can technically go to a straight full refund immediately, like straight full,
mm-hmm.
is if they have more than three charges.
Mm-hmm.
So they
Wait,
have
so,
their shipping and handling.
Uh-huh.
Here, I'll send you the piece that I'm looking at that says this. So if they have the shipping and handling charge and their end of trial fee, you have to 49 full, right?
Yes.
If they have shipping and handling, end of trial fee, and then their second shipment, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And they might call in and they make a threat, you give that second shipment back immediately. You don't even 50 full that one.
Okay. So it's if they have three or more charges.
Mm-hmm. So the second shipment and on, if they make a threat, you give them a full refund. Now, if they don't make a threat and they say, well, I want a refund, I'll return it for a refund, you 50 full that third and on.
Okay. Okay.
The only time you give them a straight full on those charges is if they threat.
Yes. Okay. Okay, I got you.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't even know that you could do full on three and more. See, I didn't even. Thank you for telling me that because I didn't even know that.
You want to know something real funny?
Read. What?
Yeah, it's been on the script page for almost a year.
Oh, well. Wait, because I don't see. Wait, it says in the charge on 3-1. Oh, wait. Hold on, because I'm trying to see, for example, charge. Okay, first recurring charge. So after the third. I don't really see it saying after the third. I just see it.
It's that first reoccurring charge. So the you see example John Smith charged on 3-1 EOT, and the first reoccurring charge was 4-1. that 4-1, because that's his second shipment, but it's third charge, you would, if he made a threat, you would give him that third charge in full. So not their shipping and handling, not their end of trial, but the second shipment one.
See, I didn't understand that. Okay, I know. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's good. We're gonna go over everything. Now, I do want to make sure you are aware this is gonna be a developmental coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's fine.
We're gonna get this nipped in the bud, right?
Yeah, all the time.
Good deal. I mean, usually once I talk to you about something, you usually fix it, no problem. So I have all the best hopes for you. You know that, girl.
Yeah,
you
I don't
that.
Mind you calling me, telling me stuff. I'll get it correct.
Hey, that's the only way you know you're messing up, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So the next call that we're about to go over,
mm-hmm.
this lady, it was a customer's wife. She called in regarding a watch she received. You mentioned what she ordered. She ordered a heart necklace,
mm-hmm.
but there was nothing in the system for the watch. She received a watch, but she had ordered that necklace. Now you were telling her, unfortunately, I can't help you because we don't have a watch for you. What more than likely happened is we accidentally sent her a watch instead of a necklace. So when she asked for a refund on that call, you should have offered a $49 refund. You know what I mean? To avoid that chargeback possibility.
Okay. Okay.
Make sense?
Yes. So
anytime that happens, go ahead.
So repeat what was done. So I put it in my brain. So
For TH quality, yeah, no problem. So for TH quality, if a customer supposedly has a necklace, like you see that she has a necklace,
yes.
that's what she's supposed to be getting on the account, but
yes.
she calls in stating she received a watch, we, being the company, may have accidentally sent her a watch instead of a necklace. So
okay.
you should have probed, like, do you recall that survey you took where you selected the necklace? Did you ever
mm-hmm.
receive a necklace? Because we could have been accidentally sending her the watch under the wrong SKU on accident the whole time, which is probably what happened.
Okay.
So you should have probed some more on that call, if that makes a little more sense.
Yes,
and anytime
yes.
you have an account located, you see it's active, you've verified that, yeah, that's our charge on that date, but we don't have a watch, and they ask for a refund, you gots to offer the refund protocol, especially on TH quality. They are super, super lenient on those refunds. Girl, just give them money back and get them off that phone.
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. So that was that one.
Yeah. But it's always with TH quality, so.
Girl, yes. I don't have any issues on you on any other campaigns, and I've pulled monitors on other campaigns, and you do great. I don't know what it is on TH quality. It's just, I mean, these are really small issues, but these small
yeah.
issues can mean a lot to the client. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I understand.
So the little ones is what adds up. So
yeah.
especially when it comes to chargeback risks,
mm-hmm.
girl with chargeback risks.
oh, yeah.
All right. One more call, my love. This one, the customer called in because the watch wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
You explained what she ordered, and you partially explained the terms and conditions. You did not explain fully, including the end of trial fee. So you literally said, okay, so you took a survey, you got the trial program, and you have 14 days to call and cancel. That was it. You didn't explain about the $98.54, nor the fact that she had already been charged it. Like, we're supposed to be explaining those now. Like,
okay.
we're
yeah.
supposed to be fully explaining those terms. Now, you only have to fully explain them once. If they ask, of course, go in deeper detail. Now, we're not going to tell them, oh, you started this back on XYZ date. Now, you know, I show that this account was started when you took a survey. At the end of the survey, you selected whatever item they got. Due to non-cancellation, you've been billed and placed on that subscription. Like, that... You can't get in
yeah.
trouble for that because you just fully explained it. If they ask for price amounts, give it to them. Don't hesitate.
Yes.
Don't lie to them. Give it to them. But if
yeah.
you can, avoid it.
yeah, that's why I try to avoid it. And then I know last time we had a problem. You said that I explained that I went all the way back.
You gave
like
too much info.
Yes. So I've tried
like,
not to give
no,
too
that
much
customer,
info.
You went. You went and told him you signed up with us February of last year. A year and a half of charges.
So, yeah. So if it's just like this month or like a month ago, I could do that, right?
Yeah, you can do that one. But rule of thumb, if they have two or more months of like subscription charges, like the second and third shipment, make them ask for it.
Okay.
Make them ask for it. But we got to make sure with TH Quality, if they're asking for refunds, we're giving them the offers.
49.
Yes. 49 full. If they're making a threat and they got three or more charges, we're giving them a full refund on that third one, making them ask for more if they need more or if they want more, et cetera. And fully explaining terms.
Okay. Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, no problem with that.
We just don't give them dates out.
Yeah, just don't get dates out unless it's 2 months.
Unless they ask.
Unless they ask.
Right. Okay. Anytime they ask, we're going to be 100% honest. We ain't going to lie to them about Bubkis. We're going to tell them what they tell them.
Well, you know I don't lie of what I did last time, so you don't have to worry about that with me, but I understand.
You're right. Okay. She said they about to know all the business. All right. You got questions, comments, or concerns for me, my dear?
No, just thank you, and I'll nip that in the bud.
I need your autograph, love.
All right. Oh, you going to pull it up?
This is going to be a DC, developmental. Do you recall how to? Because I'm not looking at your screen. If not, I'll pop in real quick.
Internet?
Yep. Close it if it's already open.
If it's already open,
go ahead and close it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's not loaded on there. Like, close the whole internet.
Oh, okay.
And, reach out. Let us know if there's anything we can do to help. We're more than happy. Go ahead and re-pull it up. We are more than happy to take care of you. I don't know if you saw the email update, but if you can't find a customer in TH Quality, you need to make sure you're pulling up the JV campaign and looking in there too.
Yes, I seen that. I had did that earlier today, and someone. What's my username?
CLOA, and then CLOA at ASK is the password. Yeah.
Yeah, I had seen that, and someone had said that she had ordered a watch.
It'll be the bottom one.
Oh Lord, I'm all the way on 2020. but she said that it was a watch that she had ordered, but I only seen her husband's account, and it had a watch or necklace. I think it was his watch as well. But she said she ordered it was a female watch for him and then a male watch for her, and I gave her the other number for JB. To see if she probably had a watch from that company, because I couldn't find it on ours. So was that correct to do that?
Let me double check.
Yeah. So while we're on the phone, so I'll know. Employee Kaylee. Okay. It's not working.
Okay, so I just confirmed with Kayla. Just give them the number for the other company on the script.
Okay.
Until further notice. Keep in mind it's always subject to change depending on updates we get from the clients and all that good jazz.
Okay, man.
All right.
Well, that's no problem.
Any more questions, my love?
No, that's all. And I did a correct write. Just Kaylee. Didn't refuse to sign. Okay, I put the date. All right. Let me submit that.
And reach out anything. Give me 1 second. I want to check something before we get off the line. Because I know escalation, you would be great for it. Let me see what your attendance is at.
No, don't look.
Oh, no. My God. Kaylee.
I'm sorry.
27?
Wait, it's 27.
Your attendance is 27. I'm gonna send it to you. Hold on, cause the way you see yours is only for a week. I see yours for the month. Kylie.
I don't know if you just saw my computer, but I looked at it and I just
looked
at it.
I did. I saw you. Keep in mind, so your QA is right where you needed to be. Your QA is at 100. You have to keep your attendance at a 90 to remain at home. I need you to get that attendance up so you don't have to come back in-house. You got me?
Okay. I got you.
Okay. If it continues staying that low, we're going to have to bring you back in-house and y'all got to see your lovely face. All right?
Okay. All right. All right.
Questions, well, comments, concerns?
No, just thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you. You keep up the great work, and if you think there's anything, you need questions answered, anything, reach out to us. We'll be here to help, okay?
I got you. All right. Thank
and
you.
Get that attendance up, ma'am. Get it back up. Come on.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
All right. Have a good day, dear.
You too. All right.
Bye.